Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, hey, hey. Everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies. Hang on a second. We had some howlers that do not know the cue. Hold your howls. Just do the right thing. My name is Doug, and I love movies. All right, there were still a couple of howlers, so keep your eyes on them. They are day drunk, everybody. Welcome to Doug Loves Movies as part of South by Southwest at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas. First club I've performed at in a while where there were ashtrays and they were available for us on stage. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with that. I think some of my guests might enjoy that privilege. I might as well. I always feel bad in situations where the artists can smoke and the audience cannot. So somebody said you can? I didn't. All right, we'll see what happens, I guess. But yes, thank you, Creek in the Cave, for giving me unprecedented access to cannabis while I'm on stage. I appreciate it. It is Saturday, March 19th, 2022. Is everybody having a great South by Southwest? I'm having a great time, and I'm sure you'll hear about some of my cinematic adventures that I've been on since I've been here. I'm a South by long hauler. I come for the whole 9 days, even get here a day early. And maybe even leave a day late sometimes. They used to have big weed events. High Times used to have an event on the Sunday after, and I would always stay over for that, but they stopped doing it for some reason. Maybe because it's less rebellious now. You want to smell weed in this town today, just walk down 6th Street and you'll be set. Yeah, music is in town. And I welcome that, but I had a great time during film week. And I got some great items that I not only received here, but also brought with me that I'd like to give away today. This is the prize bag. It says Summer in Argyle, which my friend Bob Odenkirk has this show that he made with his son Nate that's audio only, and it's on Audible. And that's what this tote bag is, and that's also what these foam fingers are. It says Argyle, Ohio, we're number two. Because the fictitious town in this show is has self-esteem issues. They also gave away a Summer in Argyle bucket hat from a company called Recycled Polyester. Is that really the name of a company? But anyway, they gave me this hat. They gave a hat away, and I have a gigantic head, so this thing's not going to fit on it. So it goes in the prize bag. And then also, I got from that show Super Pumped on Showtime, they gave out a little air fresheners that are like in the shape of a car. Can't vouch for if it smells any good. And then from the TV show From on Epix. Has anybody watched that show, From on Epix? It's just a, you know, they like to send out like a blank book. Like, hey, we don't know what to put in here. Just watch the show and write some shit down, whatever. You know, take notes while you watch. And then this is another weird one. When Promising Young Woman came out, they sent me like something that's called Promising Young Woman Tea, which I worry would just make a person pass out. and then finally, the last item, probably the most treasured item for many of you, a rubber pipe from Peacemaker that's only been used once. So somebody's going to win all of that today, and my three guests are going to play for three audience members, and if you didn't bring a name tag, don't sweat it, because you'll still be eligible just for being in the room. Many of you have a name tag of sorts because you have festival badges, and let's get my three very funny guests out here. You ready?
Yes.
All right. I always have to go to the notes, because between the time that I saw them backstage and I came out here and talked for a while, it's anybody's guess who's back there. Please welcome John Erler, Peter Kim, and Chris Telles. Come on out, fellas. Pick a spot. Cop a squat. Yeah, they set up our drink tables so that you have to kind of jump over them to get to your spot. But the big bear that's usually on stage here at the Creek in the Cave has been moved over to by the door, which makes sense because, you know, I'm sure a lot of drunk people probably won't even come in and they see that fucking bear. Like, oh, there's got to be other bears, other bars. There's got to be other bars that don't have this bear staring at me. And then they go into the jackalope and they wish they were never born. Don't get me started about the chupacabra. Let's say hi to everybody, alphabetically and individually, starting with the master, Moto Panakeku. It's John Erler, everybody.
Hello. How is everybody doing?
Stop talking to the crowd. So, no crowd work in my show. John Erler, of course, is with the Master Pancake troupe that makes fun of movies and has been doing it quite a lot online. So it's opened up to the world, a thing that used to be only people that lived in or near Austin got to enjoy. And so how's that been? Do you think you're picking up new fans this way?
I think so. We've got a bunch of followers on Twitch now. We've got like 13,000 people following on Twitch, and we do shows 4 times a week, and yeah, it's great. I think whatever happens with in real life, I think we're going to at least have a Twitch presence for the foreseeable future. So
yeah, it's nice to have a Twitch presence because you know, people can't all come see you in person, and there'll be some diehard people that want to see all the shows. You know, even if you're local and you can't make a show, it's just nice to have that option. And you get out and do live ones too, though, right?
I mean, eventually. I mean, we haven't started planning it with the Alamo yet, but eventually it's going to happen. So.
I love it. Alamo, yeah. Draft House Theaters. Let's hear it for them. Amazing chain of theaters that I fell in love with here in Austin. First time I came to South By. How many years has it been now? In the 12, 13 range. Yeah. Thank you for being here, John.
Thank you, Doug.
Good luck. Did I warn you that it's like Squid Game now and that everybody dies except for the winner?
No.
I keep forgetting to tell people about the format change.
What's happening?
So good luck today.
Okay.
And just don't stare at that big doll in the back of the room. She's cute, but don't stare at her. Also joining us today, initially a San Francisco phenom, now a Los Angeles phenom of about 5 years, and first time to South By?
First time
at South By. It's Peter Kim, everybody.
Oh. Hi.
Has your episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm been on television yet?
It has, and I was ceremoniously cut out of it.
What? I did not bring that up to be a dick.
Oh. I thought that's what you were doing, and I
yeah,
was...
Yeah, hey, yeah. Hey, good job on Curb, man.
Yeah.
Did you tell people that don't have cable that they were still in it?
It was really embarrassing because I told everyone I was going to be in it. Like a new... You know, like, you film stuff and you get cut out all the time. It has never happened to me. Not because I'm that good. It was just one of my first things I ever booked. And it was truly embarrassing. I couldn't see my friends for a while.
But on the set, it was fun. Like, it didn't feel like the scene was terrible. It just, they just didn't need it for that story.
Yeah, I guess it was for time. And it was with Larry David and John Hamm.
Oh, so you got a big slice of ham for your trouble.
Yeah, he is as beautiful as he looks on TV.
He really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We all thought about ham for a while.
Yeah.
But of course, it's important not to eat meat. No, but he should change his name to something that vegans can appreciate. John Foham.
Yeah, like John Tempe.
John Spam. Is Spam? The Spam has some meat in it, though, doesn't it?
I don't know if
it's all meat, Doug.
Is it?
Oh, is it? Even that greasy stuff is meat? All right. John's not committing to that.
No.
He's yes and, but never minding. also joining us today, a longtime friend of the show, and Austin Phenom, Austin Comedy Phenom. I watched him record what I believe might have been his first comedy album last September right here in town. It's Chris Tellez, everybody.
What's up, y'all? Okay. Thanks, guys. What's up, Doug?
Who do you think's higher right now, you or me?
It might be me, man.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't checked these chairs, but I think mine's a little higher than yours.
Oh yeah.
That's what I meant. I didn't mean to call you out on. Are you gonna smoke on stage? You think?
Huh?
That's a yes.
What's that, officer? I said. You think you're going to smoke on stage today?
Yeah, I'm just pacing myself. This and the drive over here were the only two breaks I've had today.
Tolerance breaks to really make the whole thing work. So I'm glad you take a few minutes to yourself and your motor vehicle.
Yes, we got this Delta 8 is what I was told.
It's a bummer that Delta 8 is a... You know, it's kind of between CBD and cannabis.
Yeah.
Basically.
So every
but
time
also
playing.
Given a name that just sounds like another variant.
Yeah.
It's crazy timing on that particular venture. But people still drink Corona, so who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows how big of an issue that'll be. But thank you, gentlemen, all of you, for being here today on this very hot day in Austin, Texas. And thank you, Creek in the Cave. Your name doesn't sound like you'd have awesome air conditioning. You think you just kind of shrug and go, hey man, it's a cave near a creek. The weather is what the weather is. But instead, it's beautifully air conditioned, so thank you for that. And before we get into the celebrated J.D. Power Award-winning games that we play in this show, I like to ask all of my guests what I think is a fairly simple question. We'll start with you, John, earlier. Please recommend one movie. It could be from any time period. You know, it's nice if it's available for people to watch on streaming, but it could be like in theaters now. Something playing here at the South by Southwest Festival.
Could it be something I watched 2 days ago?
That sounds like it's fresh in your mind, and you might have something to say about it. What is that movie?
Have you heard of a movie called The Fugitive?
I have. Oh. With H. Ford?
Yes. You know that guy?
Yeah, and the one-armed man?
He is in
and
it.
And they look for him in every shit house, outhouse, farmhouse, hen house, house house, house music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're familiar.
I have seen the film.
Did you know that it was a St. Patrick's Day movie?
Because, like, at one point, he's, like, trying to get through a crowd of St. Patrick's revelers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's in Chicago?
It's in Chicago.
And he throws up in the river, and nobody notices because it's green.
Correct.
Holy shit. Yeah, I never thought about that. Yeah. Like, because, you know, the iconic image from that movie is when he jumps from that big sewer pipe over the falls. I don't think that's in downtown Chicago anymore.
No.
But, no. I mean, he's a fugitive, so he runs around all over the place.
Yeah.
It's crazy that he didn't run into Ferris Bueller's parade.
I made that joke when we
crossover.
Watched it.
Yeah, you did?
I did.
So that's your recommendation, is The Fugitive?
Yeah, revisit The Fugitive if you haven't recently. How many people have seen it recently?
Those, told you not to talk to the crowd.
There's our three Twitch fans right there.
Yeah, but Tommy Lee won the Oscar for that one, didn't he? I think he did.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
All right, I'll try not to ask any more questions. Because I got to get the audience out of the habit of yelling out answers.
Oh, no.
Because I know at least one of you is going to need a lot of help today, and that's not how it works. This isn't Price is Right, where you just stare out into the audience until somebody gives you the right answer.
That's exactly what my strategy was the entire time. I was, holy shit.
Yeah, I'm shutting that down. All right. What do you think, Peter Kim? Do you have a movie you'd like to recommend?
I do. It's a movie that's in this festival right now. It's the title is Bitch Ass.
Oh,
you've seen it? No way. Thank you for watching it. Oh, thanks. He's like, that's good.
I'm glad
I wish you didn't
that
say
somebody
anything
agrees
at all.
With you, yeah. You could feel the energy in the room that nobody likes The Fugitive, but at least one guy is into Bitch Ass. The classic, the new classic Bitch Ass.
That's right.
It's just so fun to say. So, I mean, is there going to be issues with people asking, you know, when you go up to buy a ticket at the box office, like, I'd like a ticket, bitch ass? They'd be like, I beg your
pardon.
We're
hoping that people take it and run and hopefully have fun with the name.
So you're in town with Bitch Ass.
With Bitch Ass.
What is your involvement with Bitch Ass?
I helped produce it.
And so then...
Thank you.
...turned around and recommended it. In a forum where you could recommend any movie ever made.
Yeah.
Really taking advantage of the situation.
Well, I figured, you know, we're at South by Southwest. And,
yeah. I wondered why you were thanking that guy for liking it. John doesn't thank people for liking The Fugitive. So that's great that you were involved with that. And what does it say on the poster? It says something like...
Bitch Ass is coming.
But there's another one.
Which is what I say.
A slide that they show before the movies where it describes the movie. It says, it's got this, it's got this, and it's got this. And then the last line was, but black.
Oh, Squid Game meets People Under the Stairs and Saw.
But black.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's not reason enough to go right there.
By the way, the writer writer and director is black. I'm not just out here appropriating.
I was hoping the listeners would be really confused at that point.
I know,
like,
they're
Peter
all looking
Kim
at me like...
is, in this, okay.
Yeah. Let's see how woke Austin is. But.
Okay, so we got Bitch Ass and The Fugitive. I say we create a whole new movie called Bitch Ass Fugitive. And it's somebody who broke a law we all agree is bad.
Yeah.
And they're a bitch ass fugitive. You know, because most fugitives are innocent. You know? So you're watching the whole movie going, I hope this fugitive doesn't get caught. But what about the other way around? You're just watching a bitch ass fugitive and hoping they get taken down the entire time. Tommy Lee Jones would be the hero. Instead, somehow, law enforcement is the bad guy in The Fugitive. Chris Tellez. Please change the subject with a recommendation.
I want to also go with Bitch Ass on this one, to be honest. I was working the snack table, and it looks like it's going to be good. The boys of Bitch Ass were good to me the entire time. You know, I was thinking of more recent movies. I saw Scream 4 recently, and I thought that movie was fucking awesome. So go see that. Everybody hates it, but I like it. So
what's it my called?
Scream 4. 5.
You
loved
mean,
it so
mean,
much, I forgot the goddamn
you mean
name.
New Scream.
The new Scream.
People hate it? I've Stand only heard up. Good things.
Well, my dumb friends who hate everything. Okay. My small circle. So I went to go see it, and it had everything I like in a horror film. Oh, well, I'm on it. I would say the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre on Netflix. I saw that, and that was
okay, so you just like anything.
Double dip, yeah. See, so you get it. You get it. Resaw Glitter. Rewatch that. That's good. Let's see what people are
Geely.
Talking about. Good. Yeah. Geely's great. I got the limited edition DVD. Yes. Platinum.
Did you really watch Glitter?
No. No. I would now, but no. Have you seen Glitter?
No, but we need to riff it sometime. Everybody requests Glitter. Yeah. Should we do Glitter? Should we?
Yeah.
Is it okay if I do some crowd work? Can I go directly to the crowd on this?
If it goes well, just remember to credit me for it. That'd be great. Just
you can mentioning. Be on it. You can riff with us.
Yes. Let's all right, do thanks. It. You guys all heard that, right?
Sorry Chris, tell his big
anybody.
Break just happened.
Yeah. I'd like to lock them bits in real
time.
He's
going to watch Glitter with Master Pancake. It's all coming together, dude. Yeah.
Let's do it.
So you guys have pancakes and stuff. That's going to be great. I'm excited.
Yeah. No, you know, improv troops have to have a fun name that ultimately doesn't mean anything. Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they don't ever, I don't think they ever have pancakes.
They
but
never
that
do.
That is a fun idea to do a breakfast one. Yeah.
People request them all the time, and some people who don't know what we're about come and think there will be pancakes there. Somebody's nodding like they did that one time.
You guys bring pancakes?
Yeah, he probably snuck in some fancy syrup in his pocket. He's fucking psyched for those free. He was like, Moto Panakeku.
We had pancakes twice, and we had to get outside people to bring in a griddle in the lobby. Oh, you were there for that. You're nodding your head. From
this
Kirby Lane. Oh, my God.
You fucking pancakes.
Yeah. But every time I asked the Alamo. Every time I asked the Alamo management if we can make pancakes for the show, they say no because it means changing the grill from what they're normally doing somehow. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
That's what stopped McDonald's from serving breakfast after 10:30 for so many years. Yeah. But then somebody cracked it. So I bet you the Alamo could figure it out if they just, you know, call a scientist or something. All right. So we got Scream, and we got The Fugitive, and we got Bitch Ass.
I feel like a bitch ass right now trying to light this joint with this no, there's a tornado.
Yeah, it's been funny. You really right look like you're like in a photo shoot the way your hair has been blowing.
Is anyone
the entire time? Maybe John wouldn't mind
I'm
sitting
like,
there. He won't have the same problem.
Here we can share one. We can
but
share
that's
one.
Really that's good to know about because I've never done stand up here, but I'd love to just stand under a wind like that while telling
like
my jokes. It just looks so exciting. But yeah, if you get cold, let me know, and I won't be able to do anything. This is the part where I say it's time for a commercial. Well, let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back! Yay! And we picked some name tags. Chris is playing for Marcello. Marcello. I wrote it down, Marcello. M-A-R-C-E-L-L-O, Marcello. But it's Marcello, and Chris, you're in charge of remembering that, because I'll forget. And then we've got Marcello. Peter is playing for the dude who actually made a name tag a few years ago, and he's been hanging on to it, and it's never been picked. And his name is Zach, and it's Love Zactually. And then John Erler is playing for a lady who held up some garbage that she scribbled her name on. Natalie Garbage is what she's going to be called. Henceforward, she's Natalie Garbage. And congrats. Also, you all saw what's in the prize bag. It's not that big a deal. So nobody needs to feel bad. Competitors on stage, don't feel bad. You know, if you don't know the answer to any of these things, it can get kind of tough. I've got a new game that I'd like to play right now.
Wow.
That, yeah.
Oh, no. Whoa.
There's a skeptic in the audience. But I feel like that's the whole Austin scene right now. It's everybody says no, wait a minute, and then does lots of research. But this game is called Cage Match because, thank you, because I am one of the biggest Nick Cage fans in the world. And I am fired up about his new movie, which I saw the other night, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. I loved it. Great movie. Look forward to it, everybody. It comes out in April. But this is just, to me, this is just the time to be all about Nicolas Cage. And that's why I came up with Cage Match. The first step in this game, before I tell you how this game works, I have to ask the three of you gentlemen to do something. I'd like you to each think in your head of a movie that has Nicolas Cage in it. Could be your favorite, could be one that you can just happen to remember, could be, you know, any reasons for picking it, but just think of a Nicolas Cage movie. And once you all have Nicolas Cage movies in your head, just the people on stage, of course, I'm going to count down 3, 2, 1, point to you, and all just firmly say the title at the same time. Do not pause, do not hold back, just say it.
Are we doing it on one or on?
On, I'll go 3, 2, 1, point to you. So
on
everybody
zero.
Say, it's on zero. It's on the unspoken zero.
Okay.
At the same time, right?
Yeah,
okay.
At the same time.
Are you pointing at all of us?
I can't believe I passed out joints to people and said, I'm going to go out there and try a new game. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Okay.
But here we go, here we go.
Here we go.
All right, you got one in your head?
Yes.
All right, I was asking Chris.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, that's me.
That's all right, it's all right.
Yes, I'm looking forward, I'm
and John's
very
got
intense.
One, yeah, I like your focus, I like your intensity. John, you got one too?
No, hold on.
Okay, get one. Yeah, there's a few to choose from. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Valley Girl.
What did you say?
I said Valley Girl.
Oh, I.
What did you say, Chris?
I said Face Off.
Face Off. And what did you say?
Con Air.
Con Air.
Is that the right one?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
It is for a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of opinions in the audience on this one, but try not to let it sway you. Okay, so Chris said Face Off.
Yeah.
Peter said, it's not, you don't clap for the one you like the best.
Yeah, it doesn't mean
I mean,
I
you
hate
can. I can't stop you.
Audiences.
But then Peter said Con Air. And John said Captain Mandalilli's Mandolini. Captain Corelli's Mandolini.
Captain Mandalilli's Mandolini.
No, what'd you say?
Valley Girl.
Valley Girl. So you all picked simple two-word titles. Face Off, Con Air, Valley Girl. Now, I'm going to ask you to do it again. And you can change your answer or keep it the same. But the winner of this game is going to be the person who says a movie that's not the movie said by the other two players. So I don't know if this is going to work, but it seems it seems fun to me. So you can stick with the movie you had. You could decide to say a movie somebody else had to try to match them, but I don't know if that'd be strategic. I think that might be silly, because you want to be the one that's not matching. And, yeah, and I don't know how many rounds we're going to have to go until there is a match. But I think it's going to happen, because the three of you picked very, you know, not obvious Nick Cage movies, but I think two of you are going to fall into the trap of matching, no matter how hard you try.
Okay.
Not me. Let's go.
And if all three of you match, if all three of you match on the same title, I'm going to ask you all to leave the stage, and I'll get three new guests. No, there can be a tie in this game. Doesn't matter.
Have you playtested this game before?
Not at all.
Okay.
I got so excited about Nicolas Cage this week that it's just been brewing in my mind, and I agree with you. It might not work.
I didn't say that.
Asking if I've tested it implies a lack of faith, but it's also a reasonable question. All right, here we go.
And the
second
object
round,
is...
You don't want to say what anybody else says. So I guess the idea is stay away from the three ones you just heard,
yeah,
or be ballsy and just go for it. I don't know.
Okay.
Ready? Three, two, one.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
What'd you say, Chris?
Because they're Raising Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what'd you say, Peter?
Con Air again.
Oh, listen to him.
Yeah, like
sticking
that
with Con Air. All right. Let's try this another time. I think we could get there. Maybe not. This might be a better slumber party game.
What if...
We're waiting in a long line. You can play this game.
What if it never ends?
Oh, it'll end.
Okay.
Yeah, because my patience does not continue forever. Three, two, one.
Moonstruck!
He was awestruck.
What'd you say, Chris?
The Rock.
Oh, nice. Peter?
Con Air.
I was going to say that.
My fave. I'm sticking with my fave.
Okay. I like your long game. This is interesting. And John said...
Moonstruck.
Moonstruck. Okay. Another classic. Okay.
Never even heard of it. You're safe on that.
Well, that's also what I'm counting on, is you're going to have to say something that's already been said.
Yeah.
And who's going to circle back? And is Peter really going to just keep saying Con Air?
Wow.
Three, two, one...
Gone National in 60 Treasure. Seconds.
What'd you say?
National Treasure?
Yeah.
Right.
Con Air.
Con Air.
Gone in 60 seconds.
All right. Oh, ready to go again?
No.
Here we go. Yeah, that's the other thing.
I'm losing faith.
It comes faster. You okay. Gotta keep going faster.
Oh, okay. Right. I like that. We're heightening.
We gotta end this. Three, two, one.
Con Air. Leaving Las Vegas.
Ooh, what'd you say this time, Chris?
Kick ass.
Yes.
Oh, kick ass.
That's
great.
A good one. Con Air.
Con Air.
Leaving Las Vegas. Oh, you guys are going to run out of them any minute now. Three, two, one.
Face Off. Honeymoon in Vegas.
Oh, he went back to Face Off.
Yeah, had to recharge. I'm running out of Nicolas Cage movies.
But I think this actually can go forever.
I can, yes.
Statistically.
But will it? Three, two, one.
Grand Isle.
Oh.
Sequel.
Did they make a sequel to that? Am I going
What'd
crazy?
You say?
National Treasure 2?
Yeah.
Was everybody so shocked?
I think they did.
I didn't want to do Face Off three times in a row.
What? It's National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets, I think, something like that?
Oh, no, never seen
book
it.
Of, it's, book of, it's the Book of Secrets.
Book of Nonsense?
Book of Secrets.
House of Lies?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Ghost Rider.
Treasure 3.
What part three?
National Treasure 3. Oh, they didn't. Did they do a third
they
one?
They didn't
Are
finish
they
the trilogy
it?
Ever.
Oh, shit.
Unfortunately.
It's still in development.
Should have went back to Face
yeah.
Off.
See, that's where this game, that's one of the pitfalls of this game is that when somebody says a movie, it's not even a Nicolas Cage movie. What do you do to them? What's his punishment?
Give him another
Well,
crack
if he's out,
it.
He's just going to not say Con Air repeatedly. You know, and when Peter does finally decide
mostly
to change it up...
Mostly because I don't know a lot of his movies.
Yeah, right, but then if you want the one time you decide to change it up, then John might not say Con Air. You're right, it could go on forever. So I'm going to call Chris Tellez the loser.
Damn. Sorry, Rogelio. Sorry.
But my new game is a bigger loser. Because
right.
It's not your fault that, the game doesn't, you know...
Do it one more.
That's
do it
true.
One more. Without him, let's just do one more round. Us two, head to head. One last round. Okay. I feel like something might happen.
I like this.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Three.
Oh, hold on. Go, 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 go.
Okay, three, two, one.
Con
Ghost
Air.
Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance.
Damn it.
That was good.
I thought I had something else, but...
I almost said Con Air.
Maybe this is more of a fun, like, I'll play this game with somebody that's only in, like, three or four movies, and then, you know, end quickly. But with Nicolas Cage, how many more do you think you could name, John?
I'm running low.
All right, let's do another one. Chris, you're back in. Three.
What?
Yeah. Two.
This is
one.
A dumb game.
Do it.
National Treasure, Part 2, Revenge of the Original Airplane. National Treasure.
Those are longer titles than mine.
All right, let's play another new game that I haven't tested.
This is a cool episode.
Yeah, I think it really is. Yeah. People are going to be like, that's a bottle episode.
I really thought there were
either
three
skip
movies,
it because it doesn't move the storyline forward, or bring a lot of bottles and listen to it drunk. No, but this next game, I can guarantee that there might be a winner. Yeah, there's a chance there's going to be a winner in this game. It's a new game, like I said, and it's called... And this is based on something my friend Charlie Sotelo, who is the person who brings all the comedy to South by Southwest comedy. Yeah, let's hear it for him. He and some other people, when they're hanging out, were playing a game where they try to find a movie that none of them have seen. You know, but no matter what kind of classic movie you pick that a lot of people haven't seen, there's always somebody in the group that has. So I decided to try to turn that into a game, and it's called Have You Seen It? And I'm going to name a movie, and then the three of you on stage are going to say whether you think people have seen it or they haven't seen it. And this is based on them admitting it in a poll on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
So some people will say they've seen, a classic movie, because, they just lie about it because it's easier. But I don't know why they'd answer a poll to lie about whether or not they've seen a movie. But poll answerers are weird. And the results can be weird. So I'll name a movie, and each of you tell me if you think more than 50% of the people said that they've seen it or less. And for each one you get right, you can all share answers. So if you each answer the same thing every time, we'll have another game that ends in a tie. But I feel like you're more competitive than that. And I feel like you'll disagree at some point. So here we go. And we're doing... Oh, here's a good example. I made an example just to... in case anybody said, has you tested this? I go, well, at least I made an example. I asked on Twitter whether or not people have seen Goodfellas. The film Goodfellas. Widely seen, but plenty of people haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. So out of 375 respondents, do you think more than 50%, this isn't the game yet, I'm just asking for fun, do you think more than 50% have seen Goodfellas?
Yes.
John, what
I
do you think?
I think so, yeah.
Yes.
All right, so you'd all be correct for saying that, and it is a whopping 83%.
Wow.
Yes. But things get a little trickier when you do the films of Kevin Costner. Yeah, Yellowstone is a huge hit on TV. He is back in a huge way. But how do people feel about some of his classic films? Yes. John Erler, we'll just go, since nobody really won that last game, we'll go in alphabetical order. And Chris can go last, since he kind of lost that game.
Thought there were three of them. I'm sorry.
But we'll start with a different person each time. Like I said, you can share answers, so the order doesn't matter that much. But the first film is JFK. The film JFK. How many, more or less than half of the respondents claim to have seen all of JFK?
I was going to say, do they have to finish it?
I've asked them to finish it, but you know how people are. I can't watch everybody watch JFK. So they could be lying about having watched the whole thing. I mean, nobody knows how it ends because it's still we still don't know everything, right?
Sure.
What do you think?
Can I guess exactly 50%?
People in the audience do not want you to do that.
Can we get a poll of the entire audience?
So I guess when you say more or less than 50%, 50 is the only number you can't say.
Okay.
I mean, you could say zero if you want to get really nutty.
All right. I'm going to go below 50.
You're saying below. Okay. What about you, Peter Kim?
JFK, I've never seen it, and I don't see movies a lot. So I feel like a lot of people haven't seen it, so I'm going to say no. Below. Was that one of the...
It wasn't a yes or no question. I'm going to say pass. I'm going to take this question pass, fail.
I'm going to say what is a no.
All right, so...
Whatever,
what
the
did you
bottom
say, John?
One.
I already forgot what you said.
I said under.
Okay, so you say less than 50,
over.
And you more or less than 50, Peter.
Under.
Less than 50.
Less than 50.
All right. Chris Tellez, we got two lesses. Do you want to go less or more? 50% JFK.
For JFK, I think I'm going to go more on this one.
You are? Yeah, just to be contrary? So. Or do you really believe it?
That's a movie I've lied about watching, so I'm like, yeah. I don't know what these guys are talking about.
All right. Well,
it's like two VH tapes long.
This one came in at a whopping 52% have seen.
I know what I'm talking about. This is my game.
JFK. That was a real close one there. And congratulations, Peter. Chris just got a point.
Thanks.
But you got to go first this time, Peter, in your guessage. What do you think about pretty similar length, maybe a little shorter, but who claims to have seen all of Dances with Wolves?
Oh, I'm going to say over because my mom's even seen Dances with Wolves. Okay. So I'm going to say over.
He's going over. Chris Tellez?
Yeah, I feel the same way about JFK. Over. All the way. Never seen it. Been telling people for years I've seen it.
Misquoting it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I assume it's about a man who dances with wolves.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was there. When I saw it in the theater when it opened. I was an audience member with popcorn.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I had an Indian name and everything. Can you imagine just walking in, like, white guy... Just walking into some tribe. Hey, has anybody got a nickname for me? Then we can all get along. I just need a nickname. It needs to come from you. I'll go dance with these chickens for a while you think about it. Right? And then a wolf runs in to eat all the chickens. They're like, hey, dancing with wolves. All right, Peter. Is it your turn? Whose turn? Is it your turn? John's turn.
John's turn.
John.
I feel like this is the one you've either seen or you haven't. And I'm gonna say over 50.
You're going over. We got two overs, Peter. Oh, you did.
I went first.
You did an over.
So we got I don't know where I am.
We got all overs. Everybody says over, right?
They should not have told us to smoke out here. They forced us.
You're all over, right?
We're all over.
I just want to double check.
Can I answer yes? How about yes?
No. It's more or less, or over or under.
Yes. Yes, over.
A lot or a little. All right. You guys all got that one right. Because, woo! Yeah, because that one, 59% of the people claim to have seen all of Dances with Wolves.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. This next one is a little trickier. And we start with Chris. Have you ever heard of a film called The Big Chill?
Oof. No.
Well, it's a movie that haunts Kevin Costner to this day because he had one scene in the movie that, Peter, they cut out. Yeah. Oh. Much like your curb situation.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah. He plays the person who commits suicide. He plays the guy in like a flashback. And then the rest of the movie is everybody gathering for his funeral. And you see Kevin Costner's wrists in the opening credits because they're putting a suit on his dead body in the opening credits. And that's his whole role in the movie. Might not even be his wrists. But he played that character. So, that being said, how many people do you think have seen it? Is it more or less than 50%, Chris Tellez?
Well, I mean, I just told the truth about it myself, so I'm going to go with under, because that's a movie I sound proud about not watching. I don't know. It sounds awful.
You know, they dance sounds around. Bad. It's a bunch of white people dancing around in the kitchen to Heard It Through the Grapevine. Like, it set some bad trends.
Yeah.
In films.
Not my kind of costume.
But it's also got a lot of good actors in it, so yeah. It's somewhat beloved. John Erler?
I like it. I like Big Chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good actors in it. Jeff Goldblum's in it.
Yeah. Yeah, very Jeff Goldblum. He's very, very showing us what he was going to be for the rest of his career.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Glenn Close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was Oscar nominated for that one, I believe. somebody's talking to us, but
I don't. Anyway,
answer.
I'm going to say. Well, I'm going to use Chris as a bellwether. I feel like as Chris goes, so goes the nation, and
that's how I felt.
I'm going to say under 50.
Okay, we got two unders, Peter.
I went first.
No, I went first this time, dude.
I mean, I would have bought it if I wasn't so slow right now. I had time to think about it.
I did buy
it. Realized you were joking, but what do you think?
About...
The Big Chill.
What's the movie? Oh, the Big Chill.
Big Chill, under over.
I'm so high. The Big Chill, never seen it. I don't think anyone has seen it in this room. And if they are, no, you're lying. You're lying. You've been branded as a liar. I've heard about you. You're a liar. It's under.
You all agree under. That is correct. It
yes!
is under.
See?
45% of the respondents claim to have seen The Big Chill. This next one. This is a real polarizing motion picture. You bring it up in front of people, you gotta wait a beat before you find out what they think about it. It was not Waterworld. No. Because that movie, people just immediately go to the budget and all that, and it's not that terrible of a movie. But a movie that I think is quite awful, but people have in their hearts, is called The Bodyguard. That movie is crazy. That'd be a fun movie to talk during. Have you done that?
No, we haven't.
Oh my God.
There's a guy who always brings it to Choose Your Own Pancake, and he never wins. It's Kool-Aid Man, and he gets angry and he storms off stage.
All right, what does everybody think about The Bodyguard? Whitney Houston, one of her few film roles. Gentleman in the audience thinks it's shitty. It's a wild ride, that movie. It really portrays private security as an interesting thing. I don't think they usually hire Secret Service people that just tackle people at their shows and stuff just because they look suspicious. Costner gets pretty out of hand. But then it turns out he's right. There is someone trying to kill her. Spoiler, yeah. Who wants to say? I don't care what order you go in. Just give me your answer.
Can I ask if Chris has seen this before?
Oh, yeah. Let's get Chris first.
Have you seen
I've
it?
I've seen it when I was a kid. Haven't seen it as an adult. So
right.
Yeah, so right. I don't remember much about it. I remember that song.
You should see it again because it's, you know, it's been a few years since you had your eyes replaced.
It is true. I didn't... What? I'm
Like, explain that.
I had eye surgery 3 years ago. No, I'm just joking. I was really going to start going.
Wow, he's really playing along with that.
I was like, oh my God.
What's your answer? Have you seen it?
definitely.
Oh, you
over.
Said you saw it when you were kids, so you think it's an over.
If he's seen it, sure. I'm gonna go over.
And John's going over.
You're the bellwether.
Yeah, I'm.
Couple of overs.
What does that mean? I'm the bellwether. What does that
mean? I don't know. It's like a political term.
Oh, okay.
Peter?
It's like as you go, so goes everybody else. Whatever you do, everybody follows. You're the leader. Nice.
Bellwether means the trendsetter. Nice.
Yes, exactly. Oh, okay. You're the leader.
You're like a quiz influencer.
Ooh, are you going nice. With him too, Peter?
Huh?
Are you going with him as well?
No, here's my theory. I think more people know the song than they do the movie. And honestly, the whole thing is very like...
I love that song, Bodyguard.
Yeah.
He's my bodyguard. Watch my body. Guard it, guard it, guard it. Guard it all night long.
It was an early 90s bop. That was actually really good.
Oh, thank you very much.
Awesome.
That could be a bop.
Give it up.
Guard
give
it
up.
All night long. Somebody write that down. Are we recording?
That movie always needed a theme song.
I did not sign a waiver
right,
for this.
So, what's your answer?
I'm going to say an under. Under.
Oh, you're going under.
I'm going under.
What the hell
I'm
is
going
happening?
Because
this is a wild one. Only 44% would admit to having seen The Bodyguard.
That's surprising.
John, in a surprising turn of events, we have, in this game so far, Chris and Peter are tied, and I'd like to finish this game because I got one more game I'd like to play. And so let's go ahead and do a tiebreaker between the two of you. Yes.
Wow.
Peter gets to go first.
All right.
And Chris doesn't get to go at all. If you get this right, you win. If you get this wrong, Chris wins.
Oh,
Yeah.
All right, Zach.
What did people say when I asked if they had seen the movie Tin Cup?
Tin
yes.
Cup.
Yes. Golfing cup. And Cheech Marin.
Golfing and Cheech Marin. Can I pull the audience or no?
No.
Because
that's what I did, and that would give you the answer.
Oh.
I mean, this is a different audience, but you know how audiences are.
Yeah. You guys just blink a lot if you've seen it. You all look stupid. Tin cup. I'm going to say under.
You're going under for Tin Cup?
I'm going under.
Well, you're going under. Chris Tellez is our winner.
No!
Winner.
I'm sorry, because, Zach.
All right, man.
Yeah, because strangely, 65%
no way.
Claim to have seen Tin Cup. Yeah.
I'd lie about it.
Remarkable.
Yeah,
remarkable turnout for Tin Cup.
The other day.
I had no idea that people who followed me were such Tin Cuppers. But there you have it. Chris Tellez, congratulations. You get to go first in our last game, which we will play right after this break. We'll be right back.
Woo! The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
We're back and we are going to play. Yay! We are going to play.
Yeah!
We're going to play one last game. This one is time road tested. I played it before. It's been a minute. The guests hate it. Here we go. It's the original. It's the OG game called Roll With It. And that's where we find out how few movies Chris Tellez has access to with his brain. Because Chris gets to go first. I'm going to name an actor or actress. You are going to tell me, bid essentially, how many movies you can name that has that actress or actor in it. Yeah, just ballpark it. You don't want to bid too high, might not want to bid too low. And then Peter is going to say, challenge you to do it, or he's going to roll with it and add more names, any number of names you want to add to it. If he Like if Chris says I can name two movies that person was in, you can go, I can name eight. And then John Erler has to either challenge you or bid higher. And we move across like that until someone gets challenged. And then the person who takes the challenge wins if they succeed. They fail. If they fail, then the person who challenged them gets the point. And it's I didn't mention the time yet. It's 1 minute. You get 1 minute. Chris Tellez, how many films with Kevin Costner can you name in 1 minute?
I could name five.
I think that sounds like about the number of ones we just named.
That's about right.
So, Peter, do you think you can do more than five, or do you challenge Chris to do it?
Do it.
All right. Hang on a second,
easy.
Chris. Let me set the clock. Are you feeling cocky, Chris?
No.
Because I know how high I am.
I love this.
I can't repeat what
All
we
right.
just said.
Nobody in the audience help him out here, because this is going to be... This is like our chance to watch how a brain functions. Because we get to sit here and see him trying to access the five or six movies that we just mentioned that have Kevin Costner in them. And your time starts now.
Tin Cup. Mm-hmm. Had to get that one out of the way real fast.
Yeah.
Waterworld.
Uh-huh.
A Perfect World.
Oh, went off course there.
The Bodyguard.
Yes.
Big Chill.
Yeah, you did it.
Woo.
Oh, Peter.
That was hard. That was tough.
You really
that was
underestimated
hard.
Chris's ability
that was
on
great.
This one. But now, Chris has 1 point, but John is in the game. John, you go first this time. Then we go to Peter for the probably for the challenge. Feels like Peter's just going to sit there and get blown on and challenge people.
No, they turned it off. Thank you.
I mentioned him a second ago. Kevin Costner's co-star in a movie, Cheech Marin. The films of Cheech Marin often have his name in the title, but also plenty of others. The guys, I've been enjoying him on The Golden Palace. That they brought back the sequel to Golden Girls. Yeah, he and Don Cheadle play the hotel manager and the cook, where three of the Golden Girls end up. It's pretty entertaining.
Is it a multicam? Same setup?
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
It is. It's not as good as Golden Girls, but it's still fun. Because B. Arthur's not there, but it's still fun. And she shows up for one or two episodes.
Who does?
B. Arthur.
How? Isn't she dead?
The show happened a year after the Golden Girls ended the first time. And now it's back because they're all fucking dead, dude. You thought there was a new show with Cheech Marin and Don Cheadle called Golden Palace?
Yes. I'm so sorry.
All right, so how many Cheech Marins can you name, John?
I wish I could name more, but I think three.
That's a reasonable number, I think, in this situation. A lot of pressure. Peter, do you think you challenge him to name three, or can you name more?
Three movies with Cheech Marin.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
I mean, you know, the show needs to end soon anyway, so might as well make this easy for everybody. You ready,
right,
John?
I'm ready.
All right, your time starts now.
Up in Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Nice Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, you could have added Cheech and Chong's to both the first two, but yeah, and then From Dusk Till Dawn. Congratulations, you did it.
Great job. I'm realizing that I fucked it up because I thought it was either you do it or I had to do it.
Oh.
All
you have to do is sit and watch him fail. But he didn't. He gets the point.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I should have said like four and then you would have said five and then I would have bluffed you and said six.
Well, no, then we would go to Chris after you. It's three players.
Oh, he's
it moves
still,
down to
you're
Chris.
Still in it?
Yeah. Yeah, he's still in it.
I think I'm
he's
winning.
He's still here. All right. So Chris gets to go first in what could be the final round, because if Chris or John wins this round, they win. But if Peter wins it, we got to tie and we got to do one more. Chris, how many of the films that have Betty White in them can you name, speaking of Golden Girls? The great Betty White made a few movies, but really wasn't primarily a movie star. She was on TV all the time. How many do you think you can name? And bluffing is, you know, key sometimes.
Yeah. I'm going to go with one.
Okay. He says he's got the one, Peter. Can you do more than one Betty White movie, Peter?
Two.
John Erler.
Oh, this way.
Oh, damn, I was ready to launch it.
I'm staring, I'm mean mugging you like.
I'm going to say name those films.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to ask Peter Kim to name two Betty White movies. If he does it, then he's going to be making, it's going to be a three-way tie. Very exciting finish, Peter.
I have a question, though.
Please.
Do I have to know the title?
I think that's what John is counting on, is you not knowing the title.
I got a great description for
I bet you do, and I think I'll know exactly
like
what movie you're talking
you.
About. I'm sure I'd know it, but
okay,
you
hold
have
on,
to
hold
have
on.
The actual title. You get a whole minute.
I get a whole minute. Okay, yeah, let me can I let me just like think it out. Okay.
Okay, I'll give you a minute to think it out.
Okay,
so
she's
spit them out, okay? I'm going to start the clock.
Betty White says something
fucking. Don't talk it through. Just keep it in your head.
Oh, I can't talk it out?
No, cuz people will start to agree with you if you get warm.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's cheating.
I was hoping to cheat.
Okay, your time starts now. Got a minute. Name two Betty White movies. Do you have one?
It's on the tip of my tongue.
What about the other one?
Tip of my ass. Okay. It's Steve Martin.
Thirty seconds.
Okay, Steve Martin, it's coming to me. He's like trying to be cool with Queen Latifah.
What was the one you were gonna say, Chris?
I was actually just gonna. I think she was in Grandma's Boy.
Yeah. Oh,
that's the one I was gonna say.
Is she the grandma?
There was a lot of old women.
No, she's not the grandma. That's Shirley Jones.
Yeah.
All right.
Was she?
No more audience help.
Okay. It's
you've got no seconds.
Oh, damn it. Do you know what,
you
what I'm
so
talking
close.
About, though?
Lake Placid with the alligators?
Huh?
No. The Proposal with Sandra Bullock?
Oh, that's a good
that's
one.
That's what he meant, yeah.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about, though? What? Bring it down the house!
She's in that?
She says something crazy racist in it, and you're just like, oh my God, how is she doing this?
But she's Betty White, that's how.
I know.
Yeah, America's sweetheart.
Rest
and
in peace.
Probably that was the joke, is how offensive she was being. But
yeah.
I'm not a big fan of that movie, I gotta say. regardless of any anything problematic about it in our current times. But Chris Tellis is our winner!
Yes!
He did it somehow! I brought in two ringers and Chris took it down. It's amazing. Congratulations, Chris. What do you got to plug? What would you like to plug today?
For South by People, I'll be here Sunday at the Armadillo Den. I don't know, like Doug mentioned earlier, I recorded my album a few months ago. Also, thanks to Doug, because he was kind enough to do a set on the show for me, so I appreciate that. But just follow me on social media, Instagram, whatever. I usually post what's coming up. I'll keep you updated on the album and stuff.
Yeah, and who were you playing for? You were playing for?
Rogelio.
That's not how you say it. Congratulations, Marcelo.
Marcelo.
Marcelo. Marcelo the Cello.
Man. Didn't John challenge him?
What's that? Oh, you won?
I think I did.
All right, give that back, Marcelo.
No!
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I just want as many people to touch this as possible.
He wasn't going to say
you really were the
so
winner?
I did. I think so, but
you're the boss.
No, I think you did win. If you challenged him,
I thought I was up a point.
Yeah, but he's got 2 points and you got one. Or is it... No, because Peter could have had a three-way tie, right? No, because Peter never got a point in this game.
I think I won.
I know, I lost for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pretty sure I won.
Yeah, so John Erler won. Who are you playing for?
Garbage Lady.
Garbage Lady. Wow. Congratulations, Natalie Garbage. Sorry about the mix-up. Yeah, share the stuff.
They're sharing the winner. Yeah.
You guys, this is Austin.
She gave him the bucket hat. He really wins. And the pipe. Nice.
Good hat.
That worked out beautifully. Just as I planned. Oh, that's... Well, Chris, take back your plugs. John, you got to do your plugs first. What would you like to plug?
I'm going to go home and do a Twitch broadcast tonight. So anybody going home after this can watch it. We're doing a double feature of The Hunger Games and Hunger Games 2 Catching Fire.
Yeah, race home, everybody. It's going to be dangerous down here tonight anyway.
Yeah. And then next Friday, we're going to do, for the very first time ever, in honor of the 50th anniversary of The Godfather, we're doing... Goodfellas. No, we're going to do Godfather, the original Godfather.
Oh, nice.
Next Friday, so tune in to that.
That's very cool. All right. Congratulations on your win. I'm sorry that I didn't know what the fuck was happening.
That's okay. I felt good for Chris.
I try to give the prize back to the wrong person occasionally. It just makes the show more exciting. Peter?
Yes.
What would you like to plug, sir?
You can watch on Amazon Prime. I play Benny Choi on the show Fairfax. Yeah, it's really fun. Thank you for watching. And I'm at Peter KZ on the socials. And Bitch Ass, find out about Bitch Ass. Thank you.
Right on, Peter. Great first time on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got
people
zero
love
points.
You. Yeah. Well, you know, but it was fun to watch you struggle. And... Doug Loves Movies is coming to the Improv in Miami on Saturday, April 9th at 4:20. For all my dates and deeds, go to DougLovesMovies.com. You tried. Wallet! You tried to do it, but all that clapping, all that thunderous applause drowned out the callback. One more time for Chris Tellez, Peter Kim, John Erler, South by Southwest, The Creek in the Cave, comedy at South by Southwest. As always, get that end theme ready. And then I woke up.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky.